Okay, or a brown liquid.
Brown liquid.
Yeah, I don't know if people still use this stuff or not. Begins with an I.
Iodine?
Yeah. Okay. What about a white, bitter-tasting powder that people used to take for malaria?
Salt? No. For malaria.
Yeah. Begins with a Q.
Q. Trying to, not quinine.
Yeah.
Quinine?
Yeah. Okay. Somebody who, talking about a patient, you might say, well, the doctor did all he could, but the patient, anyway.
Died.
All right. Any terms for, any other way of saying that, if you didn't just want to come out and say died, you'd say he...
passed away.
Yeah. All right. Well, what about joking or crude terms? Maybe somebody didn't like that old so-and-so finally.
Kicked the bucket.
Yeah. Okay. And somebody who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now and nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
Okay. The place where you bury people, that's the...
I mean,
okay, I don't think we got that on tape.
Cemetery.
Okay, or you said...
graveyard.
All right. Ever heard it called a skull orchard?
No. Okay. As a matter of fact, I have.
All right. Yeah, informal.
Yeah.
What about the box that the person is buried in? That's the
coffin or casket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the ceremony you go to so and so's
funeral.
People who are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
Mm-hmm. Say if somebody just on an average day met you and said, "Well, how you doing?" What would you probably say in response?
Fine.
Okay. And again, if the children are out late and the wife's getting a little bit excited, the husband might say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry. Okay.
A disease of the joints that causes old people to really have trouble and get stiff and aching, so they've got a touch of...
arthritis.
Anything else?
Bursitis, rheumatism.
Arthritis and rheumatism the same to you?
I don't really know what rheumatism is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a disease that children used to get to get sores in their throat and they'd swell up and they couldn't breathe, they'd suffocate?
Sores in your throat?
Yeah, dip.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, okay. And a disease that causes your skin and eyes to turn yellow?
Skin and eyes to turn yellow? Woo. I don't want that one.
That's bad news, eh? Jaundice?
Jaundice.
Haven't heard of that?
I've heard of it, but...
didn't know what it was.
I don't know.
Okay. If a person had his appendix removed, he might have had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody eats something that disagrees with him and it comes back up, you say he had to...
throw up, puke, regurgitate.
Any of those, would any of those be kind of joking or cruder terms?
Puke.
Puke would be definitely crude.
Yeah.
What, throw up, what do you use normally? Mama, I think I'm going to have to...
throw up.
Okay. What about vomit?
Yeah.
That would be just a regular
term. That's just a regular term, yeah.
Okay. And somebody who's that way, you say he's sick where?
Sick to the stomach.
Okay. If a boy keeps going over to see the same girl pretty regularly,
mm-hmm.
and it's apparent that he's getting serious about her, you say he's doing what? He's her.
He left me somewhere.
All right, he's her. What about their relationship?
He's in love with her?
Okay.
Is that what you're thinking about?
Dating, courting, going steady, any of those?
Oh, yeah, dating.
Okay.
Going steady, courting, no.
Not courting?
No.
A little old-fashioned?
A little old-fashioned.
I guess sparking?
Sparking doesn't go either.
Okay.
Don't go out and spoon, you know.
Okay. What would he be, you'd say?